B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
From the NBA's perspective, it's been a rocky start, but only for a handful of teams. I mean, more than half the teams in the league have not been dealing with coronavirus issues. There's only been about four or five hot spots so far to start the season, and the NBA has basically said, we can live with that. If you get, 10, 11, 12 teams that get gashed of players because of, health and safety protocols, I think then the league might have to really reexamine what it's doing.
So I guess this is how you operate in the new COVID era in sports. The Celtics last night had their game canceled with the Heat, not because of their own COVID issues, but because of the Miami Heat's issues. I always wonder if you make Heat plural. The Heat's? No, that doesn't make sense. The Miami Heat and their issues.
It's not plural, it's possessive. The Heat's issues.
They're right, the Heat's issues. Right. Thank you. The Heat's issues, but it's still strange.
Heat issues sounds like a furnace problem.
Right? Like, I got some heat issues. What's happening down there?
Not enough of it.
I got to prime the furnace. What? Anyway, Jason Tatum tested positive, and that means he's going to be out 10 to 14 days. And he's not the only one that is currently sidelined due to COVID. And the Celtics are going to be down to 8 players this week, assuming no more positive tests. And so you just heard Chris Mannix, by the way. That was Chris Mannix with TNR. Chris Mannix saying it's going to take 10 or 12 teams being decimated by COVID before the league has to pause and look at things. And my thought is that if you lose Jason Tatum, and again, we only have half the NBA schedule as it stands right now. You lose Jason Tatum for 2 weeks, you're sort of significantly disrupting which direction your team is going and the success of your team and record. And if you're down to 8 guys, like, this could screw up your record and do damage to you in the standings.
Well, only if it's a shortened season. Oh, it is. It's a shortened season, isn't it?
So, like, this to me is problematic. Not that there's anything the NBA can really do about it. I'm not complaining that the NBA hasn't done a good enough job. I'm just talking about the realities of the situation. This could really screw teams up, including the team right here in Boston. And luckily for Jason Tatum and the Celtics, he is asymptomatic. That is good news. And so he is, we assume, going to be ready to play in 10 to 14 days after his quarantine, depending on his subsequent negative tests that he will need to come back. But I'm sort of pissed because, not because, anyone did anything wrong. I think we're sort of way past thinking in those terms. It's, the Celtics, the arrow was pointing up. They were trending up. They were playing well. And now they have this happen. And I think the NBA is out of options. What do you want them to do? The players won't go into a bubble.
No,
that's been made abundantly clear. They have won nothing to do with a bubble, and I don't necessarily blame them for that either.
No, I don't blame them for that at all. And anytime someone mentions a bubble, it's like, yeah, it worked before, so when will the NBA be talking about a bubble again? I don't even think they'll bring it up. They know that's not going to happen. How are you going to send them all in the bubble for that many games for months and months and months? That's not happening. Every single team, not just the playoff teams, every single team to play out how many games they have left on the schedule. 60? Each team has at least 60 games left at this point. They're not going into a bubble for 60 games.
Is there some sort of like in between?
And the playoffs.
Is there some sort of in between that we're not seeing? Like where there's, testing, a 7-day quarantine type of situation, play for 3 straight weeks, go home, 2-week break. Is there something like that that is not being fully examined?
Yeah.
Because I think in a couple of months from now, 3-4 months from now, they might have vaccines available to them. And we may not be talking about this for professional sports leagues anymore. Right. Once you get to that third phase, like general public, depending on the number of people that do take it in phase 2, whatever. By the end of the spring, you could have a league that is vaccinated. And so they're in better shape at that point. Like, how do you get from here to there? Is there something that we're not considering that they're not considering? Because when they went to the bubble, they were there for so long.
Well, Mannix mentioned it this morning on TNR. Like, he's had, and I don't know if you guys have said this in the last couple minutes, but there's so many guys in the league have had it.
Mm-hmm.
They're still being put in protocols, even though you've had it. Kevin Durant's still testing positive for having antibodies, but he's been put on protocol for 5 weeks, or 5 days, even though he has it.
That to me doesn't make sense.
So they might want to look and revisit that, Mannix said, because that will make a certain number of bodies available,
right?
Just because. And now, how long do you go back, though? Did you have it in March? What's the cutoff point? I guess is it 6 months? Is it 5 months?
When did Durant have it? Do we know? What was the date of
his? I don't know. But he's still testing positive for the antibody, so maybe it's different on everybody.
Why not just do that test? And if you have the antibodies, then you're okay. Like, there's a test for that. So maybe it doesn't need to be a timeline. Maybe it doesn't. It's, hey, come here. You got to get another blood draw.
Is there a clear consensus, though, if you have the antibodies and if you've had it before, that you cannot be a carrier?
I believe there is. I think the debate is...
What does the science tell us,
I think the
Peter?
Science, the debate in the science is, how long do the antibodies last? And it's different person to person.
Mm.
And so that's where that's where you can't put just a timeline on it. But you can test for it.
They obviously have the test if they're testing Durant currently.
Oh, the antibodies test?
Yeah, the NBA
absolutely.
Has access to that
test. I had one of those. I had an antibodies test. Came up negative. Didn't have any. So I never had COVID.
Sorry.
What are you going to do?
What blood type do you have?
I forget. Hold on, I'll tell you.
You don't know what your blood type is?
I have to look, and I literally have it saved.
I don't know what type of mine is, Hardy.
Because I
no
forget.
Idea.
T-Bone knows.
I think B negative?
Tiger blood.
What?
Give me a second. I'll tell you what it is.
I was told over the weekend on it by a pretty...
B positive.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that does you any favors.
I save it in there. It's B positive.
You know what they say about us O positive people?
What's that?
Pretty much can't get it.
Yeah. There's something to that, right?
Oh, yeah. I found that out over the weekend. I started licking doorknobs everywhere. Like, go ahead, bring it on. I don't care.
Please don't use that phrase. Please. I've heard it one too many times. Please, stop.
Hardy, you're all positive.
The moral of the story is, don't lick the doorknobs. That is the moral of that story.
But if you're all positive and you see a tasty doorknob.
No, stay off the doorknob.
All right.
Keep that doorknob out of your mouth.
I can't believe you guys don't know what blood types you are.
Nope, no idea.
I have to look. I have it saved. I have to look.
You're mad at me about that. Beetle's mad at me because I can't figure out where I'm going to watch the Bruins this week. YouTube TV.
The most absurd thing of the week. The most absurd thing of the week is Jim not having a way to watch the Bruins.
That's absurd. I'm the only one. I bet you if we put it out there to the listeners would be pissed. I have YouTube TV. What? I've had it for 3 years. I can't watch the Bruins now? No, you can't. Or the Red Sox when they come up in April.
Can we fully flush this out?
Whatever.
All right, we'll do it next. We have Read and React coming up at 11:36.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Former QB, always laser focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. I'm sleep on a hot spot, on a hot rock.
And the guy who was always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, boy. Bruins season begins this week.
What are you about?
The reaction already.
What, on the Medal of Freedom?
No, not on that. On the Bruins broadcast this week. Not on the Medal of Freedom.
On Jim's inability to watch the game?
Right. We're 3 days away from the start of the season. Thursday night, the Bruins will take on the Devils. And again, you can hear right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. If you need to listen because you can't watch the game, this is where you find it. Okay, Jim? Right here on the Sports Hub.
I know. I'll be listening.
If you're locked out of your Bruins because you have YouTube TV, because YouTube TV has dropped Nesson as well as other regional sports networks, and they don't seem to have much interest in bringing it back. Chad Finn has been reporting on this for the Globe. He's tweeted about it a couple of times. He's spoken with NESN. He's tried to reach out to YouTube TV. NESN's not alone in this. They've dropped regional sports networks. They don't want to pay for them.
Well, they have NBC Sports Boston still. We can still watch our show on there. I can watch the Celtics on there.
Right, but NBC Sports Boston may be charging less than NESN was demanding, right?
Maybe.
NESN has both the Red Sox and the Bruins, and so that's probably part of it. They probably charge more per subscriber or per whatever it is for YouTube to pay them. So NESN's been dropped, which means if you have YouTube TV as your provider to watch television, you don't get NESN anymore and you don't get the Bruins. And people have tweeted at NESN. It's not their fault. If they wanted to lower their price, maybe YouTube would bring them back, but they're not interested in doing that. And YouTube TV, and no one's really given any real responses. Like they always do in these situations, they blame each other. And now you don't have your game on Thursday night.
The options are endless, though, according to Twitter. Might have to get a VPN, though.
Oh, my God. So what are you going to do?
I don't know. Somebody's saying if I have a friend with a cable login, I can just add the app to, like, my Roku TV. That seems illegal. You're my friend, right, Hardy?
Yeah, what do you want?
What do you want me to do? So I can download
it. It's illegal if you announce it to everyone on the radio that you're going to do it.
But does that work? Because my experience has been that it does. You can watch. So like if I logged into my cable right now on the app, I can watch Xfinity wherever I am. If I'm in the market.
It says you can download the NESN app. There's a NESN app.
A NESN Plus, right?
And whatever it's called.
Whatever it's called.
Okay.
I know NESN Plus.
But you need to log in with a provider. So like I get internet, you know, my internet's through like Fios, but I have YouTube TV. So I wonder if I can use my internet login like for that. I don't know if that would work or not. I have no idea.
I doubt it.
I might try it.
If you don't pay for the station.
See, I don't know how that works. Like, there's a lot of stuff on Xfinity that you can watch like on the go. But when you're watching stuff, but they're talking about a separate app.
No, NESN. I have that app, too.
But you can only get the NESN app if you have a login for... In order to watch the content, you have to have a login from a cable provider?
With a provider.
Okay. Jim, someone says to get an Amazon Fire Stick. You know this one?
That's a pain in the ass.
Look...
What? Cody? Are we talking Cody?
Is it a bigger pain in the ass than sitting in your living room window with binoculars watching your neighbor's big screen so you can watch the Bruins?
There are other providers.
What's the bigger pain in the ass?
People are saying that Fubo TV is another provider.
But then you'd have to cancel YouTube TV.
Yeah, what's a Fubo cost?
75, people are saying.
$75.
Dude, get the Amazon Fire Stick. Look on YouTube how to jailbreak it.
Get a Fubo.
I gotta make sure they have NBC Sports Boston, though, because I want to watch Celtics and I want to watch this station, obviously.
LiveNet.tv, you could stream any sporting event in the world. Now here's somebody telling you, I know how you can watch the Bruins and the Red Sox for free. Tell them to message me.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to get that. Bruins Luchador is going to be all over this, too. Wait till you hear from him. Yeah, I got a thing for you.
Get some free cable out of this.
Yeah,
maybe.
It's like $30 a month, but it's unbelievable. Wait, just wait, Jim. Just wait.
It looks just like a weather vane that you have to put on your roof.
Somebody's offering me their password.
Oh, that's good. That's great.
Multiple people are offering
Jim,
the password.
Jim, I think you should probably just maybe look at getting cable again. I think this might be the thing that you say, okay, this digital thing, yeah, that was fun for a little while. It was, you know, it was ahead of the curve, save a couple bucks a month. How much is YouTube TV now?
So I have to cancel the Red Zone channel, but that now that the Red Zone's done.
All right, with Red Zone.
Red Zone, like $84 a month.
Oh, my God. Just get cable.
So how much is your internet?
Like 78.
You pay more than me.
So you're paying $160 a month. For YouTube TV and internet.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a home phone?
We have a phone.
We have
it through Magic Jack.
How much is Magic Jack?
I don't know. My wife wants a home phone number.
$20 a month, maybe?
Phone number.
Magic Jack?
Oh, it's like $30 for the year.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to tell you a number to call. It's 1-800-XFINITY.
If they were in Rhode Island, I would get them
I don't have
the access to it. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, that sort of changes my opinion on this then.
Fios or Cox Communications. That's it.
I got to say, Fios, I have had good relationships with them as well.
I have a number here, Jim.
I don't want the boxes anymore.
It's 885.
It's nice just to hang the TV on the wall. It clicks on Wi-Fi. You plug it in, and that's it. That's all you need.
So on Xfinity, you can do that. Like, we have multiple TVs that have just the Xfinity app on them where they don't have boxes. And it works great.
Yeah, I don't have Xfinity. That's a problem.
No, that is a problem.
Jim, somebody just sent a number to call.
Unless I got a VPN to say I'm in Boston.
It's 885-GROW-UP. And stop jacking around your YouTube.
Well, I'm obviously not the only one.
Jailbreaking
with people.
Amazon Fire Stick. You're a grown-ass man. You have a corporate position. Jim Louth.
Management.
I enjoy YouTube TV.
And
I
you're dinking
it.
Around with
I like
pipe cleaner and
the service is great.
Coat hangers so you can watch a hockey game.
That is the modern day equivalent of telling your kid to sit there and hold the tinfoil in the coat hanger. Like, that's the spot.
Listen, I did try the Fire Stick thing with the Cody one time. That is a nightmare. It's never the same when you log in.
It's very clunky. The sticks are glitchy. They're very glitchy.
I watched one game and it was like extreme zoomed into the you can't see the whole rink. It was awful.
By the way, Jim, you can write all this off. Just write it off.
Those write-offs all went away.
Even if you don't know what a write-off is, they do. And they're the ones writing it off. Just write it off.
Should have researched this while I was on my vacation last
Lauren's week. In Exeter. Lauren.
Hi.
Hi, Lauren.
So we're like in the same situation. My husband's been complaining nonstop because we have YouTube TV.
Married to Jim? Is this Jim's wife?
I know. Well, for a second, I was like, is Jim my husband? No, thankfully. But I'm hearing the same kind of thing, but I'm getting some information now. This is good. I'm feeling like we just need to get Xfinity. Like, that's maybe the answer.
Yep.
That's the answer.
That is the answer. That is absolutely the answer.
You know what bugs me about all that stuff more than anything? It's the extra 5 seconds you have to wait while the stuff loads. Even watching Netflix, the extra 5 seconds of that red circle going around, I'm like, nah, I don't even want to watch this now. Look at how long I'm sitting here waiting.
So do you have a plan in the... Oh, Jim's dealing with corporate matters. I was wondering if Jim has...
No, this is about the same conversation.
Oh, I was wondering if...
We have another converted back here. Like,
oh, I know. Roger's a big cord cutter guy, too.
Cord cutter,
fancy
baby.
Tech.
What's your plan for Thursday if we get to Thursday and you haven't got this sorted out yet?
I don't know. I got 2 days to figure that out, right?
Yeah, I'm just wondering. I mean, today's Monday.
Hey, why not listen to the call?
You know what? Honestly, for Thursday only, if I don't have a decision made by then, I'll probably just sign up for a free trial of the Fubo TV and get the 7-day free trial buys me a week.
And then just kick that thing down the road for another week.
It buys me a week, yeah.
Just listen to Judd Surratt and Bob Beers calling the game and hire a sketch artist to come in and just do artist renderings of the big plays of the game.
Come into the station to watch the game.
That's a great idea.
$40 in gas.
Go to Zoe's house. Zoe's much closer. He'll be watching the game. No?
No.
Not right now.
No. Not going there.
Jason in Providence. Jason.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hey.
Hey, Jim's right, man. The streaming TV is the way to go, man. It's the future, and it's just a big F you to all those cable companies that just want to add in all those extra fees. You know, it's just like, it's kind of ridiculous when you look at your bill. But what I got to say to Jim, I didn't know that YouTube TV didn't have NESN, but if you're looking for sports, Fubo TV is the way to go then. It's just as expensive or inexpensive if you want to compare it to a cable bill. And you'll have all the sports channels you'll need.
So what's the difference for you, Jim, between YouTube TV and Fubo TV?
That's what I have to investigate.
Like, why not just make the switch then? Yeah, this one has it, this one doesn't.
It was nice having Red Zone this year. YouTube added Red Zone this year.
It's Fubo, right?
Fubo, yes.
Does Fubo have
Fubo's the clothing line.
I know it. That's the guy who's on Shark Tank.
Fubar?
Not Fubar. Anyway, what... Have you looked at the lineups? Is there a specific channel?
Well, I'm trying to do it now, but I'm blocked from the website blocks us. Here.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, God, the corporate overlords here, the IT overlords at this company, blocking us from everything. I send a nasty email every time.
Okay, so you watch YouTube TV on your main TV there in the Louth den, right? How do you change the channels on that thing?
You press the little up arrow and the down arrow.
Yeah, like in menu.
No, then you go to the menu.
On if what?
You go to
the they menu. Give you a separate remote for YouTube TV?
No, I have a Roku TV, so like it's a Roku. It's all built in one.
Nesson tweeted at me.
Yeah, I got that too.
Along with Ryan Hussey, who's a frequent listener and Twitter person. Thank you, Ryan.
Oh, I'm on here too.
Yeah, they've tagged us on it. It says, hi, from Nesson. Currently, there are no ongoing discussions with YouTube TV for Carriage. Nesson would certainly like to be back on their platform, but as you may be aware, YouTube TV dropped over 20 other RSNs. Those are regional sports networks around the country. For all your options to get Nesson, visit getnesson.com.
There you go.
Let me wonder if they will let us to that website. Let's see.
It says get Nesson on Hulu, Sling TV, and YouTube TV. Oh, sorry. This is rather misleading. It says, unfortunately, Nesson is not available on Hulu, Sling TV, or YouTube TV, but we would like
the popular
to be.
Ones, yeah.
It's because look at how this is set up, Hardy. It says get Nesson on, and then it lists those three services below it, meaning like they want you to get it on by complaining to those people.
Oh, yeah. I see. Oh.
Is that confusing?
That's very,
very confusing.
Confusing.
But you can get it on Xfinity, Cox, DirecTV, Dish Network, Fios, Frontier, Spectrum.
Duncan Cable? Do you have Duncan Cable? Oh, that's a different kind of Duncan.
It's Fubo.
That'd be
TV.
Awesome.
If Fubo.
Duncan did their own cable network.
What'd you have before you cut the cord? Was it Fios?
Yeah, so I just dropped on the internet only.
Which is fast, by the way. Smoking. Okay. All right. Well,
I'm not under contract, so I may have to like get the bundle or something. I don't know. I may have to figure it out. I just don't want the boxes. That's all. If there's a way to do it without the boxes, that's my key.
I think you should check into the Fubo lineup and tell us what you'd miss from YouTube TV. Is there any specific channels that your wife demands?
How many
you have?
Logins can you have on the YouTube TV, on the Fubo?
I don't know.
That's what I need
I
to find
know.
Out,
you too. Find that out, too. Are there any specific channels that are must-haves in your home? I know you guys are very big on the Hallmark Christmas movies. So if it doesn't have the Hallmark channel, you guys are out.
The locals... The ESPNs, Nesson, and NBC Sports Boston. Those are the must-haves. That's it.
Like there's no demand for HGTV.
No.
Or for, you know,
nope.
E-Network
nope.
or anything like that.
Nope.
Okay.
Pretty simple. Just the sports.
I think you can swing it. I think you can
I'm the only one that watches the YouTube TV.
What does everyone else watch?
Netflix.
Yeah.
Locals, the news.
Kids are like
I get
that.
The locals on my internet.
Your locals, you can just put an antenna on the roof, Jim. I think you're a handy guy. I think you should get up there and maybe look at putting one of those in.
Oh, Verizon offers the locals through the internet package. Like, so I just,
okay.
You scroll through the locals that way.
How, do you have to do a different login for that?
No, it's on the, like you go to the antenna and then you plug the wire back into the back of the TV from your old box. And the locals come through.
Got you know it. What? You know what you should do, Jim? Instead of jailbreaking a Fire Stick, you should do a reverse jailbreak and actually go to jail because I think they have better cable providers in jail than you do in your own home. Pretty sure you'd be able to watch the Bruins if you're in the pokey come Thursday night. What crime should Jim commit between now and Thursday so that he can watch opening night against the Devils? Reverse jailbreak.
Hardy has our headlines. Read and React is on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's time to read.
That sounds highly optimistic.
A bit up until you're breaking up.
There's...
And react.
A.
B. Yeah.
See.
With Solak and Bertrand.
That's wild.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Read and react. You want to read and react. We'll do it now.
How are we going to do this?
Read and react?
Yeah, like you typically set it up, and then Zoe and I chime in.
So I'll set it up, and
you can
then
read, you can
you'll
react.
Chime in, and then I'll chime in a little bit. It's
okay.
I don't think it's going to be an issue. I think all it's right. going to be fine.
Okay,
we'll see.
Read. React.
Colts lost to the Bills 27-24. Phillip Rivers talking about what happens next. Phil?
Have you decided on whether or not you're playing next year?
No. It's not that easy. I mean, I don't go this route with an answer often, but I think whatever God's will is for me and my family, if it's here in Indy playing of the year, then we'll be here.
When does he expect to get an answer from the big guy?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, he's under contract that, like, they want him? Is he under contract?
No, one-year deal.
Oh, that's it. He just signed the 1 year. All right.
And if it's not, I'll be on a sideline somewhere. I know where. I'll be on the sideline with the Bobcat, coaching the heck out of a high school football team down in South Alabama. So whatever God's will is what I want to happen. And I'll be fine with that. Obviously, if I go on and on with that answer, it'll be nothing but a bunch of emotion talking. But I think that's, at the end of the day, that's clearly what will guide the decision.
That's right. They bought that place down there in the compound for him and his 20 kids.
Yes.
All right.
So God only has two options then. Coaching high school football in South Alabama or playing for the Colts?
If God was a thinking man, he would probably
Him a curveball?
He'd probably push him in the direction of, you should probably keep playing in the NFL, dude.
Yeah, but don't you find that God's will often pushes people to do things in places like Southern Alabama more so than playing football in the NFL? I mean, if you just had to guess who God is going to speak to specifically about something football related,
yes,
I'm guessing it's going to happen having to do with Alabama more so than Indianapolis.
I don't know. Indianapolis has got some of that that shine of God on it too. So
could go either way. We'll find
out. Could go either way. I think he likes those regions.
Jackpot, baby.
React.
Jackpot. Ravens beat the Titans 20-13. So where does this rank on John Harbaugh's all-time win list? What do you think John Harbaugh is
going to say? He's going to say something about how it's one of the greatest ones ever for him. Of course he is.
Okay.
Now I'm going to tell you right now, it's the number one best win.
Oh, idiot. What are you talking about? This is a man that has won an AFC title game. He's won a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
I mean, what is he talking about?
Yes.
Against his brother.
Well, that's what that took some of the joy out of it, because he had to beat his idiot brother.
All right. Now, in perspective, it's gonna be a top five for sure. But right now, for me, this is the best win ever.
What?
What?
Hold on a second. I want to tell you right now. You said what?
I'm gonna tell you right now. It's the number one best win. All right. Now, in perspective.
Oh yeah, like in this moment, I'm going to tell you it's the number one best win.
But he's going to later get some perspective on his ridiculous statement.
It's going to be a top five for sure. But right now, for me, this is the best win ever.
Okay.
And not just because of what was at stake, but because of the guys and what it meant to our team and to our guys. You know,
you're in the wild card.
What it meant to all of our guys. It just, this may be the best win I've ever been associated with.
Those guys that I had when we beat the 49ers, bunch of jerks. Those guys, I don't. No.
These guys
are
much better guys.
Yeah, these are better guys.
There could be a case for that, by the way, considering some of the guys that were on those Ravens teams. Suggs.
Yeah.
Lewis.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You might be speaking the truth there.
Reed.
D-Virgin? Wasn't that your nickname in high school?
React.
Gasper into the read and react.
Seahawks lost to the Rams 30-20. You want to hear Pete Carroll in the
post-game? Of course I do.
All right. Here's Pete.
You got Poodle.
I have no place in my brain for this outcome. We were planning on winning and moving on and getting going and playing really good football and doing the stuff we need to do to win.
If my brain was a pie chart, 100% of my brain, all of the pie, was dedicated to the win. I did it for the win. Now there is no pie for this loss.
Pete, could you help me out here? I'm trying to memorize pi to the 50th digit. Could you help me remember these numbers?
I have no place in my brain.
Oh, okay. It's no place in his brain for that. Sorry.
My brain is full. I have no space for that. No space. I mean, bad look for the Seahawks, though, the way they played in some of that game. Bad look for DK Metcalf, who was clearly upset. And then I think they maybe tried to force the ball to him in that game.
You know
what? And they paid a price for that.
I bet that's the game I ended up watching the least. I watched more of the Bears Saints because of the Nickelodeon feed than I watched of that Seahawks game. Was it good?
It was worth the time.
It was worth it? All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Better than Romo.
Here's what Jared Goff had to say about the Seahawks.
All week we were told how good they are and how we snuck into the playoffs and you come into their home place. And 2 weeks ago you saw them smoking cigars and getting all excited about beating us and winning the division. And we're able to come up here and beat them in their own place. And it feels good.
I have a question about Jared Goff. Why didn't he start the game? Like, when he got into the game, he looked like Jared Goff. I understand he doesn't have the touch down the field, but who cares? Like, I don't know. I just looked at him coming into the game. The starter gets injured. By the way, what was the injury? Did he break his neck? What did he do?
I don't know. I don't know what the final... Yeah. They what said he was in the locker room smiling after the game.
Oh, so he came back from the hospital. That's good.
That's what the coach said, yeah.
I was, like, fearful that he had broken his, bone in his neck or something.
Goff is just waiting for the Toradol shot to set in.
Like, Goff comes really in, and I'm like, oh, he looks okay. I get
They didn't dress Blake Bortles as a third quarterback. That tells you something, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So he's 2 weeks removed from the thumb surgery. I get it. But I just think, too, I mentioned this point last week. New England's always had tough quarterbacks the last, quarter century plus. Like, does Drew Bledsoe play in that game? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Guy played with a pin sticking out of his finger in a regular season game. Does Tom Brady play in that game?
Yes.
Can't keep that guy off the field. There's just a toughness element as we get ready for the national championship game tonight. And we talk about Ohio State's quarterback and the toughness. I didn't see enough of that toughness from Jared.
It was a stinger, by the way.
That's all it was? Wow. Good for him. I'm happy. Thought he was seriously hurt.
Wasn't it the stinger that took Colt McCoy out of his last game in college, too? Didn't he have the stinger?
Oh, it was a big-time stinger. His shoulder got crushed by Alabama, right?
Oh, I thought he just...
They landed on his shoulder.
Still a stinger, though.
Read.
Great day to be a Mets fan.
React.
Big Nate.
Steelers lost to the Browns, 48-37.
Ass-kicking.
Mike Tomlin, post-game.
It is what it is, man. Our record is our record. Our performances are our performances. And so don't run away from that.
Now, if he doesn't have injuries to talk about, he doesn't have that much to say.
That's all he said?
He doesn't have to give the opponents any juice for next week by talking about injuries and specific details. So that's all he has to say.
That's it. Fire away.
It is what it is, man. Our record is our record. Our performances are our performances. And so don't run away from that.
All right.
Okay. All right. What do you do with Ben Roethlisberger? You cut him or keep him?
I don't know. You want to see what Ben Roethlisberger has to say about
this?
Asked if he can still play.
Do you think you still can play at this level the way you have?
I'd like to think so. But obviously you can't turn the ball over. It kills your team, kills your chances.
Oh.
Turn the ball over a lot. A lot of turnovers early on.
He wasn't like the only problem, but he was a problem. He's not the problem, he's a problem.
No. And looking ginormous all season long. Last night, though, standing there on the sidelines, kind of dejected, with when the posture kind of like goes down a little bit and everything kind of settles around there in the neck area. Sweet Jesus, he's enormous.
Holidays suck, man. It's tough for
everybody.
He's
big, big fella.
Reed.
Joe in New Hampshire, how do ambulances work?
React.
That's it for Read and React.
Let's talk more about Ben Roethlisberger after this quick timeout about his future, because Jim sent us a text last night that I'm like, no, you serious? Are you serious with this?
I broke down the contract last night.
I know. Yeah. I'm sure you did. Ben Roethlisberger may be done in Pittsburgh, whether he likes it or not. We'll get to that coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Consider them part of your benefits package.
This was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So Ben Roethlisberger's money for next year is a bit of a problem. They restructured his contract there. And with the restructure, he's going to have $41.3 million counting on the cap next year if he's on the roster. Yowzer! That's a large, large number. And that becomes official on March 17th. I'm sorry, but with the salary cap falling, listen, as we always say, the salary cap is maneuverable. You don't have to, you don't go to cap jail. That's not a thing. But no one's going to have a guy on their roster with a cap number at quarterback of $41.3 million. And by the way, that would be the highest in the NFL, the largest sum. The caps are going down after the pandemic year. And so do you want nearly a quarter of your money for next year tied up in Ben Roethlisberger, who you have questions about whether or not he can still play? Does anybody want that in Pittsburgh? Does the team want that?
I can't imagine they do it. I mean, like, you got to avoid the recency bias from what you saw last night, but it's really about the way they finished the entire season and what you think of this guy going forward. I mean, even if it's just for a year, does he look like the answer there?
No.
No.
No, and so if they let him go, if they cut him, they would save $19 million off the cap right away. And they've got a $15 million bonus they've got to pay him in March. They can skip all of this. They can skip real money. They can skip cap money. They can say, see you later. And take a hit, but not take quite the hit that they would take if he was still on the roster and they were still committed to him being the quarterback. Like, they would have more flexibility to do something else with their money than to have Ben Roethlisberger, who looks to be fading at that money. At times he looked good this year, but the thing that he looks good at is standing in there, taking a beating, and being able to make a big pass. Like, he's getting old.
That's
always been a physical player.
And I'm not discounting the 11-0 start, but I'm also weighing pretty heavily the way things kind of disintegrated at the end.
Couldn't finish.
And that performance last night. It's tough to sell yourself, much less a fan base, on marrying yourself to that guy as your quarterback again next year for that kind of money.
So as Jim said last night, would you take Ben Roethlisberger as your quarterback in New England next year?
0.0 interest.
I think you've lost your mind. This is what happens after a year of Cam Newton.
Did I say I would? I'm asking you. I asked the question. I posed the question.
The fact that, or so you're facilitating?
I was more of trying to see what Zoe thought, really, to be honest, on the text.
What did he say? He didn't say anything.
He didn't respond, no.
He didn't respond to it.
He's still thinking about it.
He's going to get back to us.
Just for the off-field stuff, Zoe's
watching.
Bring him here.
Zoe, text us.
I wouldn't bring him here for the off-field
stuff. Yes or no, Zoe? I wouldn't bring him here for either reason. I'd say no on both fronts. No, because I don't like the guy. I have a hard time rooting for that guy, ever. Like, no, I can't bring myself to do that. And in addition to that, I think he's cooked. We just went through a year of a cooked quarterback. I want someone with a little more youth who can still offer some sort of representative job of being a quarterback, like looking like they belong as a quarterback in the National Football League. I need that next year. Even if it's a guy who's not that great, just a guy who's starter level and can function.
He's the opposite. Like, if you watch all these old quarterbacks, like you watch Brady, you watch Aaron Rodgers, like the way that they've changed their nutrition, changed their body to get into a different spot. And then you watch Roethlisberger, you know why they did that. You know what I mean?
I disagree with that a little bit because Roethlisberger has never been like any of those other quarterbacks. Roethlisberger has taken a beating his entire career.
But when you get older, you need that, like, you need that extra little bit. Like, Brady and Rodgers need that. They would. Roethlisberger looks like an old quarterback.
First of all, Rodgers and Brady are not the same age, right?
No, but Rodgers is around the same age as Roethlisberger, though, within a year or two.
Yeah, I think they're right around the same age. Rodgers is 37. How old is Roethlisberger?
38, 39.
Okay, so he's still a little bit older. The guy who's really, you know, changed the way he approached things was Brady, but Brady also didn't, like, make a change at 40 or make a change at 38 like Roethlisberger is. He made that change long before.
Rodgers did it 2 years ago, right? So that's right around when he was approaching 35, 36. He started doing that.
And by the way, we'll see if Aaron Rodgers holds up. Aaron Rodgers has 6 more years to go before he's playing at the age that Brady's currently at. Think about that.
That's physically crazy. Just look at him physically, though. Physically.
Well, he's always looked good. He's always been physically.
He was hobbling around a few years ago on the field. He was hurt all the time. Always had the calf injuries. Remember that game he was limping up and down the field?
Yeah.
That's how Roethlisberger looked last night, but just because he's old.
Would you take Ben Roethlisberger
and 30 pounds overweight?
Get Roethlisberger would look more like George Blanda in the picture than Brady in the picture.
George Blanda looks 100 years old in that photo. He looks like an old guy who got dressed up for Halloween in a Raiders outfit. Like, what is that?
Hard living.
By the way, are you excited to see
every old guy back in that day? My grandfather, like, that's like my old grandfather, like, looked like that. They all looked like that same.
That's because when they were done,
they had that same hue to the skin, like all that same stuff.
They look very leathery. When they were done, you know, playing football for the season, they went and like worked in the steel mill. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't like it is now. Those guys all had real jobs.
Yeah, Blanda was the punter and the quarterback.
Yeah. Like, what did you do when the season was over? Oh, I went to work, you know, plowing the fields, you know, working in the shipyard. I went to work. I had to go work my job when the football season was over. That was like sort of just for fun. Blanda looks so old in that side by side. So ridiculously old. And by the way, someone needs to Photoshop a cigarette into his mouth in that photo, because it's just, it's not doing it justice.
The hits home. I'm the same age as those guys. The hits home, those pictures.
Blanda needs to be having a smoke in that photo they use. I forget what I was going to say. I need to now think of it. We'll continue talking about the NFL and the weekend that was, and I do see calls on Jim's cable situation. Fubo TV suggestions coming in, cable suggestions coming in. You've got a lot of help out there, Jim. There's a lot of people that want to help you with this problem so you can watch the Bruins on Thursday night. All that's on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.